C1G.
Number 12B.
Now, we have settled that point. Now comes the other big question, really the crucial question, which says, all right, I could see that, but why then, in a creative sense, in an ascending sense, we just have to see the creative order, which says first is mind, and after mind must come spirit, and we can give a reason for that, and after spirit must come soul and then principle. Why is that not enough? Why subtones? And why that number of subtones? Yes? This is another question. And the answer lies really in this, that we cannot go from mind to spirit without first defining mind much more definite, so that we must have first a definite sense of mind before we can go on to something new, to spirit. And therefore then we must have a definite sense of what spirit is before we can go on to soul, and so on. That actually we will see, and we will see that, how dangerous it could be if we only would say, well, first we have to take in the standpoint of mind and not know really more than just that. Not know just more than mind creates in ideas, and not more that, and then go to spirit. That there is some danger there that is it's a very wobbling understanding that we get there. We are not treading on secure ground. So the big question is, and you always must remember this, I talk now perhaps for an hour or so, always about that same question. Namely, what is therefore the prerequisites for a day of creation, so that day of creation is standing on solid ground? The subtones give us the prerequisites. Again, I modulate that. What is the minimum prerequisites for one day to be able to be the basis for the next day of creation? So these subtones are actually answering us the following. What is the minimum prerequisites for the next day? For the idea of the next day. So that, I wait a moment until you have written it down, because this is the question around which we are going to talk now, always. Can we just go from mind to spirit, just like that, just with a little bit of understanding what mind is, or just with one touch of mind, and can go to spirit? Or what is the prerequisites of the second day? Therefore, what must mind show as a minimum so that the second day can build on solid ground? And so on, and so on. Yes. So we will be talking about the minimum prerequisites for every day. Now, therefore, can you see how we must reason out things? We must say the first day is the day of light, of creation. The second day is the day of firmament, of understanding. Now, in order that the second day can be secure, the prerequisites must lie in the first day. What are the minimum prerequisites of the first day so that we have a bridge for the second day? And so we must always ask first, what is the following day, in order to know what are the prerequisites for the following day. Did you get that? Yes? And actually we'll see as we do the exercise, it will come out much clearer. So, if we want to know how much should we know about mind, what is the minimum we should know about the first day so that the second day is secure, we must ask, what is the second day? The second day we know is the firmament. The second day is the firmament of understanding. It's the second day we have seen that that understanding gives us the reality of everything, which is good. Now, what is the prerequisite that this second day can fulfill itself? And so the answer must lie in the first day, in the nature of idea. So we have seen that the first day has three subtones, because can you remember what we saw there? Your epitomes on the subtones will be a help. We have been seeing there that mind is actually the creator of all ideas. So we have the realm of ideas. Mind creates all ideas. Now, is that enough for the second day? No, it is not enough. Because we still must see that these ideas are actually the only thing that exists. So that there are nothing besides ideas that exist too. They must first be shown to be alone, the only. So you have in the subtone of spirit that the light was divided from the darkness. Therefore, we must see that these ideas are separate from illusions, that they are not mixed up with illusions, and that's the subtone of spirit. Yes? And we must also see that these ideas that are separate from illusions really are that which make a definite impact on history. The third, the mind as soul, namely that these ideas are definite. If we don't see that ideas are of the nature of soul, we can think these ideas come and go. These ideas can one day change. They have no identity. Therefore, we must see that they at least must have identity, so that the ideas are what they are. And only then have I an unchangeable basis. Yeah? Again. Just go over again. So if we get the first day and the second day clear, then afterwards it flows much easier. What is the second day? We have seen the second day, we have somehow epitomized and said, spirit imparts the understanding, and so spirit imparts the understanding, which distinguishes between ideas and illusions. Well, what is the prerequisite for that? The prerequisite is that I must first have ideas. I cannot have an understanding of ideas and separate ideas from illusion before I don't have ideas. Is that clear? Therefore, the first day first shows that mind creates ideas. If I take that alone and think, well, now I have it, is that so secure? Because it doesn't say yet that there are only ideas. And there is nothing beside ideas. It doesn't say anything that that next to ideas there could also exist illusions. So in order to have a certain sense that mind creates only in ideas, mind as mind, I must also see mind as spirit, namely that these ideas are the only ideas and are not mixed up with its counterfeit, with illusions. Is that enough that I see, yes, ideas must not be mixed up with illusions? There is still something within me that can say, oh yes, mind creates all in ideas and not in illusions. But these ideas may come and go, just as my thoughts come and go, and I remember something and then I forget something. They don't stay with me. They are not unchanged. They are not definite. Therefore, at least I must see that these ideas are very definite, that they are unchangeable, that they are not coming and going, that they are not appearing and disappearing. Only when I have such a foundation that all is idea, that these ideas are not mixed up with illusions, and that these ideas remain what they are, they have identity, they are unchangeable, they are definite, they are fixed, then only I have really a building elements, ideas as building elements on which I can rely. They don't just vanish the next moment. And so this is the minimum requisite. Can you see that? For the second day to come and say, now I can really make a firmament, and with my understanding I can separate what are ideas and what are illusions, because now I know that ideas are created by mind, that ideas are not mixed up with illusion, and that they are definite and they don't change, and I can build on them. Now I can build a firmament. Yeah? So, do you see that? The minimum requisite, practically for everything, see, the minimum requisite is actually the word as the word. Mind, spirit, soul. Without that we don't get anywhere in science. This is, so to say, a cornerstone. It's up there in the left-hand corner of the matrix, you see. That's our cornerstone. And this is very, very important. You see, mind, spirit, soul as a cornerstone is so important. Because if we only have a sense of mind, only a sense of mind without spirit and soul, we are not quite sure if that mind is just mentality. Can be mentality. It doesn't say that it is spiritual. Mind can just be mental. Therefore, at least we need, again, spirit, which says, well, I must see that only that mind stuff, which is spirit, is actually spiritual mind, and no more just mental mind. So at least I must couple mind with spirit, or I fall right into that whole dangerous field of mentality, hypnotism, mental malpractice, mentality, power of positive thinking, and all that, you see, into the mental realm instead of into the spiritual realm. So I must first see really mind, that mind is spirit, that is really the pure substance, or else it will wither away. If I don't see that it is spirit, that it's substance, it will wither away. And if I don't see that mind is also soul, then I still have a sense that it is indefinite, and at any moment I can lose it, that at any moment, so to say, mortal mind can choke it and choke my spiritual sense of it so that I lose it. Soul gives to that mind definiteness, security, stability. So at least I have to have these three, mind, spirit, soul, I can't get anywhere. All right, so we come, so can you see that the minimum is that mind has three subtones? If we go to spirit, to the second day, and say, now what is there, the minimum requisite for spirit? We can only answer that when we say what is the third day, because it must be the minimum requisite for the next day. Well, the third day shows us that what mind, that what God creates are those identities of being that have within themselves the power of reproduction, the seed within itself. And therefore, the question is, what must constitute that kind of reality which has really identity? So the second day of creation must give us the reality of things and first show us what constitutes reality before we can have identities. So here we have again three subtones. In order really to define, so to say, the reality of things. You remember what the second day of creation tells us? It first tells us, look here, spirit as mind gives us that understanding which can do what? As mind, it can separate between spirit and matter, between ideas and illusions. It's that understanding, it's that firm stand on which we stay that can actually distinguish what are ideas and what are illusions. By distinguishing what are ideas and illusions, spirit as spirit says, and therefore these ideas are the reality of everything, and the illusions are not the reality of everything. Therefore, you have to calculate with spiritual realities and not with illusive concepts. And it says, only if you cling, so to say, to that reality, that will bring you into the realm of reality, heaven. At that point, the second day, that firmament was called heaven. So that's spirit as soul. It identifies reality as a reality that is heavenly, that is of the nature of satisfaction. And only then, when we feel the second day gives us the prerequisites of reality, on which afterwards the third day can build, then the third day of identities really are building on sure foundations, on sure identities. Else, if without that, we just would have afterwards a lot of chaos. There would be no heaven. We would have hell. Can you see? We cannot separate with our understanding between what are ideas which are identified and between the mental realm, mentality, then that if we don't have that ability of distinguishing, we will be always in that same muddle where we muddle up the material, the mental and the spiritual in one great muddle, and that's hell. That's not heaven. So actually we can only go forward into that state of consciousness which is called heaven by seeing that we only entertain ideas, that these ideas constitute reality, spirit to spirit, and that is the basis that brings us and identifies that reality as heaven, names it as heaven, as a satisfying state of consciousness. Yes, that's the prerequisite. What's the use of it that we think these things out? Again, I repeat it, they are very, very necessary. Very necessary. If we just have a sense that all is mind, we are never sure what we mean about mind. Today you can say practically to every metaphysical group, to every esoteric group, to every whatever the group, metaphysical group it is, to every so-called Eastern philosophy, you can say, you know, all is mind. And he says, yes, have you found that out finally? They are accepted. What is that mind, all is mind? They mean all is mental thinking. All is mentality. All is in the mental realm, no more in the material realm. All right. But is everything that is no more in the material realm really spiritual? No. No. And therefore, can you see right away, we talk, well, all is mind, yeah, but we don't know what we mean. Only then we know what we mean and can therefore make a separation between all the mentalism when we say, yes, all is mind, but that mind must be spirit, then it is spiritual mentality, and no more material mentality, human mentality, erroneous mentality, willpower mentality, etc. Then mind is spirit, and I have spiritual mentality, and still that is not enough. I still feel, well, will I ever lose it? Will it ever be present? Will I have it constantly at hand? Or is it? Do I forget it? Do I lose it? Will it be present when I need it? All that comes up because we haven't seen that mind is soul. If mind is soul, it has an eternal history, it has an eternal record, it has an eternal presence. It is of the nature of unchanging reality. So at least, in order to understand at least something what is meant by God as mind, I must at least see that it is spirit and soul, as a minimum. Not only as a minimum, actually it's more. It's also principle, life, truth and love, but as a minimum to go further and say, now I have a basis, now I have a substance on which I can stand and begin to work, I must at least have that. Yes. Is that difficult? Not quite, but it can get difficult now when we come to the next day. I don't know if it... I shouldn't say that. It's very easy. All right.